Hello, Radioland. You're listening to the 2021 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Now prepare yourselves, listeners. The stories you'll hear tonight are all staged in the theater of the mind, restricted only by your imagination. Grab a snack, take a seat. Tonight, anything is possible. This year, our festival themes are rebirth and renewal. Every weekend in May, you'll hear how two North Carolinian playwrights responded to those themes. That's 8 new plays in the month of May. Our next play is The Schwake by Brian H. Bornstein. Tonight, the old guard of two cultures will meet alone at a funeral home. Neither one would choose to be there if they could, but will they make the choice to start again?
Patrick? Oh, I'm glad you're still here.
Of course I'm still here. Where else would I be? I could hardly leave Francis here all by himself, could I? It's just the two of us spending a peaceful night together, enjoying the quiet.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm late. But I was at David and Maureen's. I didn't want to leave before they'd gone to bed, but they're so upset they can't sleep. Then on the way I realized that I should probably bring something. I've never been to a vague before.
This is my first shiver, so we're even.
Not many places were open at this hour. I hope this will do. Here you go. Is something the matter? I figured I couldn't go wrong with Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey, yes. Bushmills, no.
Why? Is it bad?
Oh, it tastes fine. Just between you and me, it's actually pretty good. But it's Prot whiskey.
Prot whiskey?
From Northern Ireland. You know, Protestant Northern Ireland. I'm sure we can get one of the Jewish relatives to take it home late.
Oh, I see. I thought the troubles ended a long time ago.
The Irish people have long memories, Miriam. It's our blessing and our curse. It's like when your brother wouldn't go visit Francis that year he was studying in Germany because of their past treatment of the Jews. After all, Helmut Kohl hadn't done anything to him.
You can hardly compare that... Ugh. Mache zu nem.
Excuse me?
Oh. Nothing.
No. You definitely said something. It sounded like you were choking.
Oh.
Come on, there's no one here but you and me and Francis. Spit it out.
Well, if you must know, I said mach etunam.
It still sounds like you're gagging. Is it Hebrew?
Yiddish. It's a word for the family your child marries into. When my brother David married your sister Maureen, our families became mach etunam.
You mean in-laws?
Sort of. Except you choose your in-laws when you decide to get married. The Makatunim are your child's in-laws. They're totally beyond your control.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we have a word for that, too. It's called pain in the arse.
Francis wouldn't want us bickering like this. Truce.
No. No, he wouldn't. Truce.
Huh. Is this the program for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Francis Oliver Goldberg. Born November 22nd, 1963. Died May 29th, 2013. Maureen went into labor when she heard Kennedy had been shot. I guess that explains why they gave him an Irish name and not the Jewish one. David said Francis was a gentle name, which would help him become a gentleman. Which he was.
That he was, sure. A gentle soul. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy.
Oh, that's beautiful, Patrick. What is it?
It's the first part of the prayer of St. Francis, also known as the peace prayer.
Well, it suits him. Francis turned out to be the right name for him.
Yeah, that it did. And then there's his Irish middle name.
Oliver? I don't think of Oliver as especially Irish.
It isn't, but Maureen knew he'd probably abbreviate it when he was older. That way he could be Francis O'Goldberg.
Francis O'Goldberg. F-O-G. To me, he was always just Foggy, my sweet Foggy Bear.
He did have a thing for bears. They were all he ever wanted to see at the zoo. He told me once he hoped to be reincarnated as one.
Reincarnation? That sounds just like him, you know. I loved him, but some of the things he did puzzled me ever since he was a boy. I have 9 nieces and nephews, and Foggy was the only one who had a first communion as well as a bar mitzvah. Huh. So, what do you do at an Irish wake?
Yeah, what do you do at a shiva?
We share stories about the deceased.
We do that.
We cover the mirrors.
We used to do that, not so much anymore.
We eat and drink.
We do that.
We mostly eat.
We mostly drink. Could I pour you a taste?
Well, I don't normally drink whiskey. But when in Rome, or should I say when in Dublin, huh?
To Francis.
To Francis. Here's a story for you. When he told me he was rejoining the National Guard after 9/11, I was completely dumbfounded. He had a successful career, plenty of money, but he said, I'm the product of 2 peoples with a combined history of 5,000 years of oppression. It's the least I can do. It may have gotten him killed over in Afghanistan, but he died doing something important. I was proud of him. More than that, I admired him.
He was a good man. It's too bad others don't have his sense of history.
His sense of himself, or selves. I used to wish he would just pick a side already.
Would he have been a better son, a better father, a better brother or nephew, if he had picked a side?
Of course not, Patrick. But he might have been more Jewish. We're practically dying out, you know, thanks to the intermarriage of young folks. Lack of interest in the old traditions.
You've lasted this long, Miriam. My guess is you'll last a few millennia more. Besides, I always liked the way he embraced both sides of his heritage. He was like an ecumenical poster child. Now, here's another story. One time, when he was a boy, he found a bird dying in the yard. It had flown into their plate glass window and broken its neck. He gave it its last rites, then gathered the family together. And he led them in saying that Jewish prayer after he buried it.
The mourner's Kaddish.
Yeah, that one. Huh. Will we be saying that now for Francis?
We will. It's the prayer we say when someone close to us dies. And David and Maureen will continue to say it every year on the anniversary of his death for the rest of their lives. But they'll be thinking about him
every minute of every day.
For the rest of their lives.
Especially on holidays, like Christmas.
And like Passover. Did you know their family eats corned beef at their Passover Seder? One year it fell on St. Patrick's Day. Francis argued that if they were going to eat brisket anyway, it might as well be corned beef brisket. With cabbage and potatoes, the whole schmear. He called it a Gaelic Seder. It was such a big hit, they started doing it every year.
It sounds delicious.
It is. A bit non-traditional, but perfectly kosher, perfectly tasty, and perfectly Francis.
He was true to both traditions all the way to the end. Tradition! Tradition!
Ugh.
His will specifically called for this combined shiva-wake thing, you know.
You saw his will.
Of course I saw it. I'm the executor of his estate. He even coined a term for it. He called it a schwake.
Schwake, eh? I guess it's better than wiver. And this way, the shiver part comes first.
I think it was smart. There's comfort in ritual. More rituals mean more comfort. And since neither side of the
Machetunum.
Since neither side knows enough about the other culture to carry out his wishes, he probably knew we'd have to come together to do it.
Oh, I think we would have managed to come together anyway at a time like this. Neither side is short on ritual, that's for sure.
Shiva. Is that Yiddish again?
Yes. It means seven. The initial mourning period lasts 7 days. Friends and relatives bring you food, and you sit around and visit. That's why they call it sitting Shiva.
And then you have the burial? The body must stink to high heaven.
Oh, no. The burial comes right away. Jews don't do embalming, so the burial happens as soon as possible. Then the Shiva starts. But nowadays, most people only do it for a day or two, so Shiva is a bit of a misnomer.
We embalm, but wakes are also shorter now than they were in the olden days. Most people only do it for a night or two. Nothing lasts as long as it used to, not even for our grieving.
Why is it called a wake anyway? Is it because we're staying awake all night tonight?
Well, that's part of it, but also because an older meaning of wake is to watch or guard. We're keeping watch over Francis.
What are we guarding him from exactly? His friends? The bears?
Evil spirits. We don't want them to come along and steal Francis's soul before he's buried and blessed and his soul has gone to heaven.
Heaven. You Catholics have a much better defined idea of it than we do. Same for hell.
Without a hell, where are the evil spirits going to reside?
In us, Patrick. They reside in us. Francis lying here in a box is proof enough of that. I don't know that I'd be much use in a battle with evil spirits, either the ethereal or the humankind.
Oh, I'd think you'd do just fine, Miriam. If I were an evil spirit, I wouldn't mess with you. But I don't think we need to worry. Francis's coffin is nice and solid. You hear that? Nice and solid. Yeah, that should keep the evil spirits out. All right, Francis?
Oi, 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 oi. One thing we don't do in Jewish funerals is an open casket. It gives me the creeps.
It shouldn't. It's an honor to sit with a man after he's died. To watch over him until it's time to tell him goodbye for the last time. Seeing him there makes it easier to talk to him, to sing to him.
You sing?
Of course we sing. We're Irish. Francis had a beautiful voice. I loved going to church when he was in the choir. He especially loved singing the Latin hymns.
That figures. He sang in the synagogue choir too. His Hebrew was flawless.
Do you sing when you sit Shiva?
We pray, which is like singing, I guess. What do you sing?
Anything to help send him on his way. It's good for the soul, his and ours. You should try it.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, I'll help you. Stand up. There you go. Now, think about Francis and sing.
Ave numakenu, shema kolenu. Ave numakenu, chatanu el fanecha.
I wish I was in Carrickfergus, only for nights in Ballygrown.
That was The Schwake by Brian H. Bornstein. This audio production was directed by Meredith DePaulo-Stevens, featuring the voice talents of Linda Donnell as Miriam and Blake Wilson as Patrick. Sound design and editing by Meredith DiPaolo Stevens. Music arranged by Melissa Burris. And that concludes our fourth and final week of the 2021 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. Thank you for tuning in and supporting North Carolinian artists. About 50 voice performers, directors, editors, musicians, and playwrights contributed to this festival. Be sure to listen to all 8 of our radio plays and support us by donating at carryplaywrightsforum.org. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2021 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more plays and you love Halloween any day of the year, check out our 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. Also check out the 2019 GPF Radio Hour Takeover event, featuring 6 radio plays written by Greensboro playwrights. This is Christian O'Neill, signing off. So long.